The word aspirin was invented in Germany just before the turn of the last century at the chemical firm founded by Friedrich Bayer. Felix Hoffmann, a staff chemist at Bayer, better known to us now as Bayer, was studying the usefulness of salicylic acid. Salicylic acid had been on the market for years as a food preservative. Hoffmann wondered whether it could be used as a drug. Chemicals related to salicylic acid were present in willow bark and oil of wintergreen, which had been used as traditional pain relievers. Hoffmann tried giving pure salicylic acid to sick people. It relieved pain and reduced fever, but it was hard on the stomach. Hoffmann modified the pure acid by a process called acetylation, hoping that acetylated salicylic acid would be less upsetting but still effective. It was. Hoffmann had created a potential bestseller among drugs. But would the public swallow the name, acetyl salicylic acid? One of Hoffmann's superiors at Bayer, Heinrich Dreser, had an idea. Dreser remembered that salicylic acid was also found in plants of the type known as spirea. In that form, the stuff was called spiric acid. Dreser combined A for acetylated with spirin for spiric acid to create the now famous word aspirin. That was in 1899, and that's how aspirin got its name. Who knows what hard-to-pronounce scientific terms of today will be streamlined to become household words of tomorrow. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Yael Cassander.